We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dusty and Cam in the Morning podcast, brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Centers, where I get my wild country tires. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
This is Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
Man, those two really hate each other. That feud's like Biggie Tupac level. Maybe even Morgan Freeman, Shailene Woodley level.
With Dusty Hera.
I'm not hygienic. I don't wipe properly. I lack style.
And the man who accepted impermissible teriyaki benefits as a college All-American, Cam Cleland.
Why does anybody in the world ever eat anything but breakfast food?
People are idiots, Ron.
Dusty and Cam in the Morning on 1080 The Fan.
All right, 55305, the Better You Today text line. Got a lot of people not liking the valedictorian speech. You know, this is a great point, though, on the Better You Today text line. She said, it's easy to do that type of speech when there's zero consequences. If she feels the same way about her future employer, I dare her to pull that stunt with her boss. Let's see what happens then. And if she's got the same desire to pull that stunt again, there are consequences on the line. Well, that's true. Yeah.
Man, I'm not a... I don't like passive-aggressive. If you don't like something, tell me.
She did.
And if she had a bad experience, tell me. Don't sugarcoat it.
Yep.
I don't care. Be you. What are you worried about in the future?
And then there's...
Burn whatever bridge you want. There's another bridge that can be built.
I will say this, that another bridge that can be built.
Yeah, you just find other options.
Not the advice that I was given.
You know I'm joking, by the way, right?
No, I know.
Okay, good.
She doesn't, this is a decent text, though. When she's ripping the school and advisor, she's like, she doesn't take any accountability and is blaming everyone else.
Yeah,
I do agree with that, but it's literally in the job description of an academic advisor to help seniors find scholarship availabilities and inform them on them. Mm. Like, that's literally your job. So I understand the frustration there.
Yeah, and this text says, the school is not her employer. You actually are. You're paying taxes for that.
Yeah.
So it's that's different. They're not paying you.
Ooh, if she's 18 and has a job, she's their employer.
You dang right.
Taxpayer.
Turns 18.
Yeah. Right.
I didn't turn 18 in high school, so I was unfortunate.
Oh, I made up for it. I was 19.
God, the kid that drives as a freshman. We all know you.
Yeah, dude, it was great. God. It was great. Also turned 21 as a sophomore at college.
The hell? What the heck's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me?
Yeah. Why'd they hold you back?
Oh, nothing is wrong with me.
Did you not grow in third grade?
Yeah. My dad thought genetics would change if I went to kindergarten twice. Yeah,
it happens.
Spoiler alert.
Mm.
It didn't. It did not change me.
That'll hold back things, another egregious deal.
What?
It's awful in the basketball culture. Awful.
Oh, is it?
Kids getting held back from eighth grade.
Oh, they do eighth grade twice.
Brutal.
Oh, at least I did kindergarten
brutal.
Twice.
Yeah.
But I did.
Funny how eighth grade basketball looks like kids that are 15 and 16. I'm like, oh, yeah, eighth grade, huh?
Yeah.
All right, you go. Eighth grade.
Yeah. Is what it is. I mean, I was always played up in sports. So they held me back, but played me up. In like baseball and basketball and
it worked out for
all
me.
That stuff.
All right.
Never understood it. Okay. Is there a blueprint for schools like Oregon State and Washington State that isn't getting much credit or credence of how good this athletic department is? If you haven't noticed, there's one school that is absolutely dominating the sports landscape, and they don't get much love. Texas Tech just went to the national championship game in basketball, where they fell and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce pounded beers in the stands. But they went to the national championship game in basketball with Chris Beard as their head coach. Their football program is usually solid and good for being you could legitimately call them the fifth tier school in the state of Texas.
Really?
Texas.
Texas A&M.
Texas A&M. you could throw Baylor.
No, I'm not going to put Baylor.
TCU.
TCU. I think they're on par with TCU, but yeah, right there.
On par with TCU. I mean, Gary Patterson has gone to more bowl games and won more games. And then you also throw Oklahoma recruits Texas far better than Texas Tech does.
Yeah.
And then Houston has got a ton of money and influx going into that athletic department, but they're just not in a Power 5 conference.
Not in a Power 5 conference, so they can't compete. I mean, they're right there. I mean, when Baylor was in its heyday, now I'd say they're third. I really do.
Third? Behind Texas A&M only?
Yeah.
What about Oklahoma?
Oklahoma isn't in Texas.
But they recruit Texas far recruiting.
I'm just talking about the state of Texas when it comes to Texas football and Texas powerhouse, how it ranks. Yeah. I put them third.
I'd still put TCU above them. Yeah. Still, but to each their own. So anyways, third or fourth in their own state, if you will, for recruiting battles, being in Lubbock, Texas, where you're sitting there, West Texas is not a place you want to go to. What?
No, if you win.
You do?
If you win, you go where you win.
But that Texas Tech has never had that. They've never had that idea about them. And now their baseball team's in the College World Series. They have three sports, and they are kind of on that same track and blueprint as Oregon State, Washington State, where West Texas is not nearly as talent-rich as East Texas is when you look at the high school football products and mm-hmm. that get pumped out. They are in the state, but they still have to travel quite a ways to get there. And one thing that Texas Tech has done that I think Washington State's doing a better job at now is that they've carved out an identity and they are sticking to it. It's the biggest criticism of Oregon State. And they're finding coaches that fit that identity. And they are committing to the coaches, both financially and contractually.
Texas Tech is.
Texas Tech, absolutely, 100% is.
Yeah.
Oregon State and Washington State have kind of floundered in a direction. Bill Moose really did do a good job of getting Washington State on the map. And now...
Well, he's in Nebraska now.
Yeah, well, yeah. Now, what's his name? Gosh, I'm totally spacing on their AD's name right now.
Anyway, if you're Texas Tech and you want to find the real reason why it works is just because of talent, commitment to wanting to win, commitment to wanting to be successful at athletics, financial backing, all these things are money in the injection and winning is certainly very, very helpful. And when you were comparing Oregon State and Washington State, they're not even on the same map.
Pat Chun is his name, the athletic director up there.
When it comes to all-around investment into your school, it's difficult. The Palouse is a very unique spot. I mean, I've been to Lubbock. It's not, I mean, and I've also been to Pullman. Lubbock is better.
What makes it better?
People care.
What do you mean?
Just the whole injection of revenue and what it is. I mean, there's
that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
there's more money. There's just more passion when it comes to overall athletics. And I'm not saying the Cougars don't care compared to Texas Tech. It doesn't have that same depth of interest. It doesn't.
The Texas Tech athletic department in the last year spent around $7 million more on athletics than Oregon State did. And they spent around $16 million more than Washington State did in their athletic department over the past, in the last fiscal year.
Money talks. So
that is, I mean, the $7 million isn't that much compared to what Oregon State did, but it also comes down to finding those coaches, committing to them, and allowing them to work some things out too. You know, in coach identification and sticking to it, like Wayne Tinkle, I think is a good fit at Oregon State. And hopefully with the Jonathan Smith hire, that's going to be one of those ones that it's the fit. They commit to the coach and they let it kind of play out and work, you know, work through some bad times because it ain't going to be great all the time. But finding guys that understand who you are as far as a university, Oregon State didn't know. The Gary Anderson, they tried to be something they were not. They absolutely 100% were trying to be something that they weren't. And they need to really carve out what the identity is of the university. And Washington State is doing a pretty good job of finding that identity over the last handful of years.
I think they're going to struggle at this point when Bill Moose left. I think they're worried. If you know that Mike Leach...
At Washington State.
Yeah, at Washington State, because Mike Leach had one foot out the door to Tennessee. I mean, knowing that he was looking for another spot, I don't know how committed he is wanting to finish it all out. Certainly, he's going to be there. When you think of Washington State right now, it is Mike Leach. Mike Leach is the face of that university.
Mm-hmm.
Their baseball team has struggled. Their basketball team is horrific.
Which they got a new head coach in baseball.
Yeah. So they haven't been able to get on the map with those other revenue-generating sports is really men's basketball. They just haven't been able to do it.
Well, and they went and got the coach from San Francisco, who apparently is...
Right. And their football, they're riding on it. They're doing a great job with Coach Leach. I mean, they are nationally relevant, having College Game Day. They're as good as it gets. You get 11 wins. That's a successful big-time program. Guys are going to go there. You just need to continue to invest, and hopefully you can find a way to keep them.
Here's one thing that that is my main point about the Cougs and the Oregon State Beavers is for years and years and years, Texas Tech kind of had the, well, we're just not, we don't have the money that Texas and Texas A&M do. They played for a national championship in basketball. They're in the College World Series for baseball. They have been more than competitive in football. In Texas and Texas A&M, they've cut the excuse out. Mm-hmm. They've cut the excuse of, well, we just can't play with the boot. They found an identity. They committed what they could, as much as they could, to their athletics, and they're reaping the rewards of it right now.
Yeah.
It's a really underrated athletic program they have there.
It is.
Because it is. If we're talking about USC or UCLA going to a national championship in basketball and then doing it in baseball, it'd be like, look at the Bruins.
Well, it shows LA. You, if you do want to invest in it, Texas is a different animal. I mean, it feels like it's another country. It does when you're down there. It does. And just like on the Better You Today text line, weather matters. I mean, you can practice all year round. You can do everything outside all year round. Yes, it is hot. Both Washington State is a very difficult place to be successful in an outdoor sport other than football. And Oregon State really doesn't have an excuse. You can find a way to get it done.
They have cut. I mean, this one says, so all Wazoo needs is oil money. Cool. Well, look at, they only spent $7 million more than Oregon State. Only $7 million more. Identity is a big one too. Commit all that you can and play to your identity and play to your strengths.
But let's be straight up
what it
blunt
is.
With it. It's never going to get to Texas Tech. I'll be honest with you.
What's never going to get there?
You're never going to get to the level of Texas Tech, Washington State. You can't. Physically, you can't. You can't get in your car and drive 200 miles and have 20 recruits available. You have to get on an airplane and fly thousands of miles to find somebody.
Yeah, but the excuse is that we could never be insert school here. You can be. You can. You can win.
You got to have the athletes, Dusty. You don't have athletes within the proximity of Idaho, Oregon, and Washington like you do in California, Arizona, Oklahoma. And you just don't. You got to have those athletes.
But Oregon and Washington can get those schools. And that's my point is that they look to the Ducks and the Huskies and they say, well, we just don't have the money that they do. They have more of a commitment to it. You can find a way and carve a path no matter where you are.
They're financially in a better situation. If we're talking about Washington and Oregon, you're just in a financial better situation.
Texas Tech has looked at the Texas and Texas A&M and said, we just can't compete with them. So they found a way to be the most competitive as they possibly could. And it went to a national championship in basketball, now a College World Series in baseball. You know? Big hire for Oregon State and their baseball program for sure. All right, 55305. You guys got some decent feedback on this. Maybe we'll get to some of that. We also need to get back to Kevin Durant, the ripple effect of his injury and what it could mean for not just Golden State, but the Western Conference as a whole. It is 8:16 on the Fan. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat. All right, Cougs fans, getting a little disgruntled here.
No, one.
No, there's a couple of them. Like the, all Washington State needs is oil money. Cool. And then there's another guy that says, WTF's your point on Washington State other than underhanded jabs, 8 years of Leach and counting.
Your coach took a job to Tennessee. What do you want? I'm just stating the obvious. Don't get salty. I'm not the one that said I was out to Tennessee.
Yeah, no.
I mean, you want to defend Coach Leach. I do. I think he's a great coach. I think he's great.
He is.
But he's lost to the Huskies five straight times, can't win the big game when you need to down the stretch because the system isn't built for a northern kind of football. It's built for Texas. It's built for warm weather football. You got to be able to not turn the ball over. You got to be able to run the football to be able to win. Ask the teams that are always in the championship.
Yeah.
This isn't a knock on Wazoo. It's stating the obvious. You need more money to inject. Oregon's done it. all the teams that are successful, you have to spend to get to the level of everybody else. It's just, I mean, stating the obvious sometimes hurts.
Well, and that, I think Mike Leach is a great example in this because he's the one that is helping build the identity at Washington State. It's what he did at Texas Tech.
Yeah.
We're talking about the success and continuity in knowing what you are and who you are as the university and then moving from there.
Let me tell you right
now. Leach has done a phenomenal job.
Great job.
And nobody, look, what he took over was an absolute dumpster fire. It was called the worst football program in the country. Worst Power 5 job in the country. Worse than Kansas. Worse than any of them. Yeah. It was bad. And he's made that thing into a perennial winner. Nobody's taking underhanded jabs at Washington State.
No,
it is an excuse that was built in at Texas Tech for years that they just couldn't compete with the other guys.
I'll tell you right now,
they do it better now.
Oregon State Beaver fan, you would flip out if you had the kind of success Washington State's had the last few years. If you had that kind of identity on football, not saying that Jonathan Smith can't bring it, but Coach Leach has changed everything there. He's made you relevant.
Well, they did when Mike Riley had some runs where the Civil War was for Rose Bowls on the line, you know, and they didn't go very well, just like the Apple Cup hasn't gone very well for Washington State lately.
Yeah.
But the Cougs have won 5 straight over Oregon. I mean, they're humming against the Ducks.
Yep.
And that is the thing is that like, it's also not building a national champion every single year. Like that is an unrealistic That's an unrealistic goal that I think only a few programs in the country should have year in and year out. You know, Alabama, Ohio State, I think Clemson is in that conversation now. And then USC should be, but they've even fallen out of that conversation. So there's only really 3 schools that you can say every single year they should have a national championship in their minds. Oklahoma, too. So 4 that they could say national championship or bust. And that's it. I mean, it's an unrealistic thing. Having a solid program is not a bad thing. And that's kind of the identity Texas Tech built. It wasn't shoot for the moon. Mm-hmm. It was, we know what we are and who we are, and we found our niche and we're going to own it. And the Cougs, up until last 4 or 5 years, they didn't really know what it was except for a party school. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Oregon State has done a very good job of knowing what they are and who they are as an athletic
in the revenue generating sport. But in baseball, they are the pinnacle in the conference.
And right now, they're in flux.
Well, they don't have. Yeah, you lose a leader and you lose that injection. Pat Casey was everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard to deal with. You're going to deal with now an end of an era.
But that's why sticking with Pat Bailey may be the right call.
Could be.
Because you have that. He knows what that identity is better than anybody else at Washington State.
No one will sit here with a microphone to tell you that if Oregon State and Wazoo are successful, it benefits everybody, not only in the region, but everything for athletes.
Yeah.
It just is. It's great. I want to see the success of Pac-12 teams. I don't want to see Oregon buried at the Oregon State buried at the bottom. I don't want to see any of these teams buried. If we have success as a conference, then that elevates everybody's game. Better recruiting, more money, more TV revenue, more opportunities for athletes. I don't want to see any of them end up in the garbage can.
And the idea that, you know, with Texas Tech, there's the comparison is rural schools, little brothers of the state. You know, that's how the Cougs and Beavs feel. And there's a sense of we're never going to be these guys. They're better in all 3 sports.
Yeah.
In all 3, you know, then the big brothers of Texas and Texas A&M right now. And in basketball, football, arguable, but still there. And it definitely in baseball, in the College World Series. It can be done.
Correct. This text came in on Better You Today text line. It said, Boise State seems to do fine with football. Why can't Wazoo? Yeah. If you put Wazoo in the Mountain West, Wazoo would be Boise State. They would slaughter everybody and occasionally have a tough game 1 or 2 times.
Whoa, you okay?
Little breath hiccup there.
Wow.
Sorry.
That was aggressive.
I think Boise State's a great football program and they've done some incredible things, but that conference is a joke as a whole.
Yes.
Compared to what the Pac-12 is dealing with. The athletes aren't the same. Wazoo would light up the Mountain West.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would light up the Mountain West.
You can get up for a couple of games every year. Boise State does a phenomenal job of it.
They do a great job. They're not discrediting Boise State. You put Boise State in the Pac-12, okay, then you're fighting for 7-8 wins, barely.
Well,
Utah. That's who Boise State is. You're Utah.
The Utah is they've won the South several years. They play in the Pac-12 championship game, what, four times?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's why I said you're Utah.
It would take a couple of years, though. Yeah, it would take a couple of years, then you get there and you're solid.
Not a backhanded compliment that just says how hard it is to get to the next level.
Yeah. Utah was playing in Sugar Bowls
under Urban Meyer.
Now they're playing impactful. Yeah, Kyle Whittingham's a damn good coach.
Yeah, he's a very good coach. You just got to find a quarterback.
Didn't Whittingham go to one?
A Sugar Bowl?
Yeah. Urban won one.
Yeah.
But didn't Whittingham go to one of those BCS games? I don't know. But you can be good. You just won't be the king of the hill anymore.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, Oregon State would be they'd run that conference too. Mm-hmm. I mean, not, I don't know, Gary Anderson years have been dark, but when they get out of that, maybe good in that too. But the whole point of this conversation is not can they run roughshod over the Mountain West. It's you can be a damn good athletic department.
You can, Dusty, but you need money first, and then the recruits will come. That's how it works. You have to pay.
Yeah.
You have to invest. You have to invest a lot of money, and then the recruits, the talent, and the coaches will show up. That will happen.
Well, the coaches were there first at A&M, at Tech, and they kind of built around that culture and that identity. Mm-hmm. And then they went out and they grabbed a guy like Chris Beard a couple years ago who was like, he's who we are. And boom, it's popped. All right, 55305, the Better You Today text line. Kevin Durant goes down yesterday. What would you have done if you're KD and the brass of the Warriors? Was there a little guilt built into Bob Myers, the president of basketball operations, a tearful podium display last night? And what would you have done? The ripple effect could go through the rest of the Western Conference. First is Buck with SportsCenter. All right, 55305, the Better You Today text line. What would you have done if you were Kevin Durant? That was part of our P1 social. We'll get to that coming up as Kevin Durant down with what's believed to be a torn Achilles. But before we get to that, caller number 5 at 503-250-1080 wins a 4-pack of tickets to the St. Paul Rodeo on July 2nd. 84th annual St. Paul Rodeo is back the 2nd through the 6th at the legendary St. Paul Arena, which means the arena action is going to be off the hoof. Plus, there's fireworks after every single night show, the Tack Room Saloon, a carnival, and more. Caller number 5 at 503-250-1080. Again, 503-250-1080. 4-pack of tickets out to the St. Paul Rodeo. Do you rodeo up much?
I've not gone to the St. Paul Rodeo. I've heard just great things from you.
When's the last time you've been to a rodeo?
A rodeo?
Mm-hmm. I love rodeos.
I can't remember.
Love them.
It's been a while. It's been 10 years.
Okay.
A little more than that. All right. Probably around there.
Been to a couple, or worked at a rodeo.
Big fan of rodeo clowns.
You're a big clown guy, huh?
I love clowns. Some people are scared of clowns. I really like clowns. Always have.
What?
Why is it you say that as like a bad thing?
That's such a weird thing.
What do you mean? A lot of people love clowns. I think there are more people that love clowns than hate clowns.
Hard disagree.
Well, you hard passing me on that one?
Yeah. No, it's a hard disagree there. I don't think more people love clowns.
Who hates a rodeo clown?
Well, I don't know if people hate rodeo clowns, but I'm just saying, clowns. I think there's more people that dislike clowns.
I love the clown poker. It's my favorite.
No, those aren't clowns. Those are rednecks.
Well, I've seen clown poker before.
Cowboy poker where they just sit there with a bowl. Yeah. Well,
love the clown in the barrel where he hides down, wears it like suspenders and hides in it.
You know, a bad rodeo clown can ruin the rodeo, though.
Really?
If he's just not funny and he's not good, you know, you're just like...
What's not funny watching a bull mow over a guy dressed
in clown
gear?
I'm talking the jokes that, you know, can make... You know, they have like that pick... I call it the Pixar comedy, where it goes over the head of the kids, but it's for the adults. Just nice little something to slide in there for the adults. The jokes that are adult humor, but still clean enough for the kiddos, make it a family fun event.
Yeah.
I love that. And a good rodeo clown will do that for you. rodeo clowns try to save your life. Regular clowns try to murder you.
Well, not
hashtag
all regular.
Fact.
Why is it, everybody thinks that clowns are murderers? Clowns are great.
Well, John Wayne Gacy didn't help that. Also,
exceptions don't prove rules.
It also didn't help that. You sit there and you say exceptions don't prove rules, but I mean, those are two pretty big examples of things that would terrify people into not liking clowns.
I blame it. I blame, you know, that's what happens when Stephen King's It. Everyone got afraid of sharks after Jaws came out, terrified of sharks, although getting attacked by a shark is one in a, it's crazy. It's like, you know, there's like 10 worldwide every year, hey, but yeah, we're all going to get eaten by a shark.
There's an uptick, dude.
There's a lot of good clowns out there. I'm giving Clown World a bad name.
All right, name your top five clowns.
What do you mean name my top five clowns? Bozo the Clown. That's all it is. All that's just left.
I saw Ronald McDonald.
Well, Ronald McDonald was great. I had a great birthday clown.
Did you?
It wasn't my birthday. It was the rich kid's birthday who had Ronald McDonald go to his. And it was a lot of fun.
You can claim him as your own.
You can claim him there. I was there at the party. I was there. I saw a great clown at Cirque du Soleil. They usually have a great clown. The little guy that comes out, he's great. Mm.
Well, and then you remember a couple of years ago we had the scary clowns just jumping out at people randomly? Remember when that was a thing? I'm glad that's gone.
Those aren't clowns. Those are morons.
But
those aren't paid clowns.
What are they dressed as?
Well, anybody could dress up as a clown and scare people. We're talking about the guys that get paid to do it, like rodeo clowns, circus clowns, people that do it for parties.
But this is why people don't like the good ones is because of the bad ones. I'm not saying there's not good clowns out there.
Well, like IPAs.
This scene, there's good ones out there.
No, there isn't.
Sure there is.
No, there isn't.
Krusty, Ronald, Bozo, Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah, Krusty, there you go. I forgot about Krusty. He's great. Good clown.
I had a clown at my birthday party when I was like 5. Her name was Macaroni.
She's a good clown?
She was a great clown, yeah.
She's awesome. She make balloon animals?
Yep, balloon animals and magic tricks.
Winner.
I think we've made a 1080 the fan record for the most times clown has been said in a segment.
Clown question, bro.
Bryce Harper. Not a fan of clowns.
What reporter was that who was the clown?
I don't know.
I don't either. He was in Denver.
I don't know everybody that's in there. Not sure how we got here, but we did. Oh, rodeo clowns.
Rodeo clown. I said my favorite part is watching the rodeo clowns.
Yeah, I like the bull riding.
Brave dudes.
Steer wrestling. You know, they say steer wrestling is the equivalent to driving your car down the road and then just jumping out of the window and onto the mailbox.
Sounds great.
Like taking down a mailbox.
I can't wait to get that giant belt buckle.
Actually, that would be pretty cool.
Homie the clown. Homie, we don't play that.
What a great character. What is Damon Wayans up to these days?
I don't know. Probably living a good life. Chilling out.
All of the Wayans brothers. What were the ones that made Marlon and what was the other one that made White Chicks?
Yeah, there's a lot. There's three of them.
Willard Scott was the reporter clown. There's a lot of them coming up
well
now.
Well done. He said, this guy goes, I listen to you clowns every morning. I accept the clown role.
Honk, honk. I'll just honk my red nose.
Yeah, I wear that clown like there's no tomorrow. Mm. I am a redhead. Well, I'm a bald guy.
If you grew out the sides, though.
Oh, boy.
That would be something. And then permed it.
Am I turning into, what's the Sideshow Bob here now? What are we doing here?
No, clowns have got the curly.
Oh, the side hair.
Curly side hair. That's what I'm saying. Know. Grow out the side hair and perm it. You know? I think that's good. We'll be good. All right. Enough with the clown talk, guys.
Oh, JP Patches. He has a great clown.
Who was that?
JP Patches. A great clown.
Mm. Yeah. some of the jokes are fantastic.
Clown haters.
Well, there's a bunch of them. Yeah. There's a bunch of them. All right. Let's get this thing back on the rails and get to some of your feedback. Kevin Durant goes down in game 5 of the NBA Finals, but the Warriors force a game 6. Klay Thompson had a very pointed comment on this topic after the game and what it may mean for the West. Dusty Cam on the fan. You know, this is one of those morning songs that on a nice sunny day like today, this song is great to hear in the car. I love Sublime on a sunny day. On a sunny morning like this, get your whole morning started right.
Mm-hmm.
As you're rolling in.
Get you going.
One more clown text. I had a clown at my 6th birthday party. He was great. He stole my Uncle Dan's golf clubs out of the back of his truck on the way out after the party. That was not great.
Not so great.
But
didn't Soup get his golf club stolen yesterday?
I don't know. Oh man, didn't hear that.
That's not. I saw it on the previous evening texts.
Well, that may help his golf game.
That sucks. Getting your crap stolen.
You know, he's probably out there trying to get limbered up and ready for the Fangolf Classic.
How many rounds do you think a year that Soup plays?
No idea.
Under five, plus or minus.
Minus.
So it really won't affect it. Get the rentals.
No, you need your own sticks. You got to have your own sticks.
Trust me, I know.
Something.
Somebody tries to say, hey, try my... No, I don't want to try your stuff.
Why not?
Are you golf pusher?
Golf pusher?
Yeah. Oh, I got this great putter, dude. You got to try this putter. This putter's fantastic.
No, because I don't have anything great in my bag. I'm usually, hey, maybe this works better for you.
Yeah. I'm on that side.
Maybe
here, you take this.
Maybe this is better for you. Hey, if you want to come play golf, though, come out.
Is there any spots left?
Cooney Lexus of Portland presenting the 7th Annual Fan Golf Classic out of Langdon Farms. Yeah, we have some morning rounds.
2 weeks away. Literally 2 weeks away.
From yesterday.
From yesterday and today.
And today. We're going to be playing in the client round in 2 weeks from today.
We are.
Write me out.
We are.
Write me out.
I would like to play more, but unfortunately, I have to work.
Yeah. I know. I wish we could do the Monday morning.
No,
we did that last
year.
That
would be a blast.
And we just drove out, got on the court.
Got on the course.
Right on the course.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun. We had a great time.
P1 Otter. P1 Otter hung out with us.
He did. Maybe we can talk our promotions people into helping us a little bit. I doubt it.
Well, no, the round starts at 7:30 on Monday.
Well, it doesn't matter. We'll just run a little, make Buck sit in here and do a little dusting. Well, no, I'm sorry, Ryan. We want you to be there, too.
I
want to
go.
Yeah.
Yeah, Buck came out and played with us.
He did.
It was a good time.
It was a very good time.
We need to get back in it. But go to 1080thefan.com and sign up. I think we have, I don't even know how many we have. I don't think we have very many spots left. Monday morning round is still available. I know it's under five that we have available. It may be sold out by now. Shoot. We don't even know. Kevin Durant got hurt last night in Game 5 of the NBA Finals. We will have a Game 6 on Thursday when they come back to, where is it at? Oakland?
It's in Oakland.
Oh my God. I totally forgot the name of the
city
of Oakland.
Where do the Warriors play? Well, it could be confusing next year. It's San Francisco.
We had Bob Myers, the president of basketball operations, and the GM. We played his audio earlier in the show. If you missed it, the Les Schwab Tires podcast at 1080thefan.com has that. He was tearful. And I think there may be a little guilt built into that on pushing him back and a little responsibility being taken for getting Durant back. But Klay Thompson, again, had an all-timer of a press conference when he was asked about Kevin Durant and the success that the offense has without him.
If anyone watched the last 3 years of basketball, you saw this man was the Finals MVP back-to-back. So all that... those talking heads who say we're better without him, that's just ludicrous. Like, that's crazy. This is the best player in the world. You could put him on the 30th best team in the league, and that team will make the playoffs. That's how talented he is.
Yeah. That's kind of backing up what we were saying yesterday.
That is true.
Kevin Durant's the best player in the world. And you saw in just 10 minutes how different and how much easier it was for Klay and Steph. And that is huge for the Warriors not having him, but... there was some fight and resiliency that we saw from Golden State in the final two and a half quarters.
I'm going to tell you right now, if the Golden State Warriors can win two more games, this would be the most impressive finals I've ever seen. For them to deal with this and handle the adversity, losing their best player, then having the injuries of Klay Thompson, the volatility of watching Draymond Green almost, I mean, he's one technical foul away from missing game seven. See ya. See you later. He's got seven. He's got six. If they can find a way to do this and run off three in a row, and I'm not putting it past them. I mean, I said it yesterday. It's over. I still think Toronto wins this series. But if they do it, my God.
Yeah. There is something that I looked up during the show today, because the series has kind of gotten like a meh by a lot of people.
Yeah, the ratings are garbage, but we have to remember is that U.S. ratings don't register in Toronto.
They don't count 90 million Canadians that are rabid Raptors fans right now. And by the way, I think that that would be important. Like, can you find the Canadian ratings? Buck, try to find the Canadian ratings for the NBA Finals.
Well, I think it's large.
Mm-hmm. But something that's being underestimated and undervalued in this series is the fact that we talk about, oh, LeBron versus the Warriors. How great were those series? Do you know that the last three NBA Finals prior to this one, the Warriors had only played four games that were within double digits?
No. I distinctly remember watching LeBron block going right down and going, what a great series. No, it wasn't. It was one good game. All the other ones were just... Ugh.
16 games over the last three NBA Finals, and only four were within double digits. This series, we've already had three. In five games, we've had three games that have been within... single digits.
Well, we were spoiled in the sweep the Golden State did to Portland. I mean, Portland had shots to win all those games. Couldn't do it. Couldn't close it out. But those were good games. Those were very good games. Warriors have been tested. Everybody is caught up. Their system, it's not a secret anymore. And we're going to see more and more teams do this. That's why I think that the miles on the tires, I said it early in the show too, watching these big guys play further and further and further. You want to have Joel Embiid. You think Joel Embiid is going to have a long career the way he plays away from the basket? Not going to happen. These guys are not built physically to be able to handle that kind of space and the speed and the way they play to be able to match up with Golden State. It's just we're going to see more and more of these injuries. Big bodies are not meant to be that explosive up and down the court.
I don't think Joel Embiid will have a long career, and it has nothing to do with being away from the basket. It has everything to do with his body just isn't. And he just has one of those bodies. You know, he could play back to the basket all day long, and he'd still break down.
I don't know.
You know, he doesn't take care of it. He doesn't. I mean, he's been open about he eats a ton of junk food. What was it? A gallon of Shirley Temples every day was what he was.
So did Dwight Howard. And Dwight Howard at the end of his career, he was eating 25 candy bars a day, and then his body just fell apart at the end. So you're right. I mean, these guys don't take care of himself.
He's doing it at the beginning.
Yeah.
And his body just isn't. He had injuries in college too. You know, I mean, like Joel Embiid's been hurt. Like Greg Oden was just hurt a lot. You know, and he didn't play away from the basket. Some people just aren't built for it, but...
Does that make you appreciate what LeBron James is able to do in 16 years and just have really one surgery?
All of the greats. If you look at...
Vince Carter, God's sakes.
I know. Well, even Magic and Larry was breaking down at the end of his career with his back.
Fading his back. Yeah.
But these guys all just... the great runs and great... Like both 8-year runs where they were just healthy.
Stockton and Malone were able to do it for 20 years.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Charles Barkley. I mean, those guys are, the longevity of a superstar.
And KD, I don't think we've seen a player, though, like Kevin Durant get hurt since Bill Walton, a guy who is an MVP.
Yeah. Significant.
And although KD may be at the tail end of his prime, he's still in his prime. We haven't seen a guy at that level get injured like this.
And this is
since Walton.
Such a significant injury. This isn't a shoulder. This isn't a quad. This is an Achilles tendon. You just don't. You don't. You're not the same. Just ask Wesley Matthews.
No.
You're not going to be. You're not even going to be. You're not a semblance of the same.
Dominique Wilkins.
Yeah.
You know, although Dominique was forever altered, Wesley Matthews still is productive.
Oh, yeah. But you're talking about a Kevin Durant who plays, not only just plays above the rim, he just, his ability to change direction, elevate, his skill set is still going to be better than 90% of the league. But will he be as dominant? You're not.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the same.
I like this text. It says, actually, the old school greats may have been hurt, injured, but technology just wasn't what it is.
True.
At least diagnostic wise. So they were just like, yeah, you're fine.
Didn't have those cryo freeze chambers that LeBron sat in every day. Man, Michael Jordan, all he did was smoke cigars, eat pizza, and gamble all night. He was fine.
That's one thing Michael Jordan and I have in common. So we got that going for us, which is nice. Like this text, Better You Today text line. I'm calling it the Great Drake Curse. It'll curse the Raptors. They'll fall in 7 from P1 Nick. That would bring me great joy to see Drake's heart being ripped out in Game 7 in Toronto. In epic collapse fashion.
Did you see Drake's reaction when Kevin Durant... Do you think that was genuine? I felt it was.
Oh, to KD?
Yeah, I felt
it was. Yeah, he has his number tattooed on his arm.
Yeah, I felt it was.
Yeah, he's a big fan.
Yeah.
But Also, I would normally be rooting for the Raptors here, but when they cheer when KD went down, and it wasn't just some, it was a lot of Raptor fans.
I'll backpedal a little bit because that's not a Canadian thing. That's just fans.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
fans
no.
in general.
No, yeah. Yeah. But we saw it front and center last night.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So it makes me go, eh. I know that it would happen. Well, Seahawk fans did it when Navarro Bowman got hurt. We had that text earlier. It's a great point. All right, up next is The Herd with Colin Cowherd, 9 to noon, noon to 3, Dirt and Sprague, 3 to 7, primetime with Isaac and Suk. Have a great Tuesday. See you Wednesday right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.